가슴 급해 꺼내 자세로 내샴 이두저 디마르부 토메네 사디근 땀제샤 개파게 와남라 제이랑 콜와마톤 바둘레주네 롤라체기콜로 콜와당 다젠겐남장추첸포잉오.
Now turn to page 97. We'll recite the short manual offering at the bottom of the page.
Sāshī pārkī jū
Welcome back to the class.
Okay. Hello, good evening. I was thinking about karma. Is that a question that you'll take?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I get confused.
First of all, that's good news. You are thinking of karma.
I get confused when I hear about seeds of karma, because until we're enlightened, karma does not go, isn't erased. So when, I think, you can tell me, when we're doing purification, we're not burning the seeds, or are we?
What do you think?
Because then we could just do a purification and all of the other stuff's gone, so, you know, we're in good shape.
Seed usually is more difficult to, how to say, eliminate. So do a purification practice, whatever purification practice that you are doing. So then top of that, do meditation on emptiness based on 4-point analysis. Meditation on emptiness. So that probably have like maybe seed. So now, so when the seed is gone, then it's gone for forever. Now when the seed is gone, so purification practice. Meditation on emptiness. So don't stop doing purification practice because not thinking that the seed is not going to be purified, so then that's not good. Okay. can say for sure whether like purification practice will purify the seed or not, can say for sure. But you know, it purifies. It purifies each and every negative karma, purifies. So that's where the focus should be. Focus should. So then, meditation on emptiness. Okay, meditation on emptiness. Root, self-grasping mind, that's the root. Any form of purification practice is wonderful news, very good news. You can purify. Purify. Okay. I think at the moment no need to worry about seed. There's something much more to worry than seed. Much more gross than seed. So first clean all the gross, like gross, active disturbing thought, purify them. So then probably so then get to the seed later or easier. First, so you in the garden you don't see the wheat seed, you see wheat. You don't see the seed, you see wheat. What do? You clean them out. So the next time when it grow, you clean them out. Maybe some. So then now to focus on purification practice. What is the purification practice? even though you are not able to do full length prostration, as I said, simple thing like mani mantra, every practice purifies. Every practice purifies. Or there's nothing, or this only purifies, or this doesn't purify. It's not like that. Every practice you do purifies. Every positive thought that rises purifies. You know, it's not like, oh yeah, there are practices called purification practice. Does not mean, or practice that doesn't call purification practice doesn't mean purify. Every practice purifies, okay? Similarly, every positive thought challenge. Every negative thought, same thing. So, I'm just happy to check out the gross negative mind, so satisfy at the moment, not really worrying about the seat. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah. So we have a lot of work to do.
Oh, I cannot say for sure. I cannot say for sure.
Most likely.
But of course I do. I cannot say for sure for everybody. So.
Thank you.
Like say, there's one hermit meditating all his life on the mountain. There's another person who's like killing sheep all his life. One day he's looking for his knife, could not find the knife. So then turns out one sheep is hiding his knife. And that kind of broke his heart. So then he feels so bad, you know, and he thought even the sheep, you know, so they're scared of their life. So he thought, maybe that his life has no meaning to live. So he decided to jump out of the cliff. He jumped, never fall down. Because last minute there's like sincere, pure, strong regret that he doesn't want to live. Looking at those sheep, you know, the one poor sheep, Hadi, he just could so like regret whatever he's doing. Jump out of the cliff, never fall down. Hermit noticed. He got so jealous. So he said, somebody's been killing sheep all his life. Couldn't fall down. I'm here meditating all my life. Jump. Become omelette. Omelette. Scrambled egg on the ground. Last minute. Added to the mindset. That I can say for sure. Look, how much work you to do, how much work. I'm omniscient about my work. So I know from head to toe, so I'm not sure how much work you have to do. So, but something like you know, that kind of regret, the strong regret just purifies, you know, so much negative one, just purifies so much negative one. Just sincere, taking full responsibility for your actions. Then regret, like not just regret, very, very strong regret. Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good questions. Not to worry about it. Yeah, so rejoice. After that, rejoice has questions. What is his name? I give him nickname, Rejoice. Actually, his name is Joyce.
Joey.
Joy, I call rejoice.
The question is about one of the six paramitas, joyful effort.
Oh, well, that's good for you. So you actually rejoice asking joyful effort. Yeah, didn't it?
How can we increase our joyful effort?
How can we increase joyful effort? I think you tell me, that's your name. How you increase, rejoice?
Increase joyful effort. One of the six perfections.
Oh, joyful effort. Joyful effort, how to increase. Hmm. First you have to have like, first you have to see, I think, anything we do in our life, first you have to see benefit. If you don't see benefit, then there's no, you don't have interest to do. When you see, then the interest rise based on that seeing a benefit. So then interest rise. So then you know, not just do. So the, it's this half question. So not then, not just do. Otherwise, it become like chores. No chores. But we don't have to do anything. Really, we don't. We don't have to do anything. Once you do, you know, so first you have to see some benefit. Why it's so important to do benefit. So then there's interest. So then the interest probably generates efforts, you know, effort. So then because see, like when you seeing benefit, there's like temporary benefit, ultimate benefit. Temporary benefit, ultimate benefit. You see both of them. So then you got, you get interest. So then you do, you know, like not somebody tells you to do, but you do because you see benefit and you have interest, not like somebody order you to do. So then you interest, then you do it voluntarily, deliberately, voluntarily. Yeah, in the practice, part of practice, whatever practice, and also like yeah, so you're focusing on the benefit. So then generate interest. So then you do, while you're doing, you are like remembering the benefits, not just, you try to remember the benefits, no, not just do. So then you feel kind of like fortunate, because you are doing practice. And this practice has most, lot of benefit, and you learn how to do, and you are doing it now. So what could be better? You know, so not like you can't, like that there's so much wonderful things which you cannot see now. You can properly see. You can see very well. You know, just see it, then you can read and you can understand the meaning. And, you know, you could say. And you have all the conditions to do. So then, therefore, then you see this now. Now as long as I understand, maybe they say this life is so precious. Now I understand why it's precious. Because I can, you know, do certain practice. So then, while you are doing it, if you try to remind yourself the benefit of doing it, so then you kind of, there's a way to energize yourself. For example, Tara practice, any practice, you know, like Lama Tsongkhapa mantra. So if you're not mindful, it's just a word that you are saying again and again. If you think, whoa, that's not just a word. That mantra is the manifestation of Lama Tsongkhapa, so I'm saying it. So that's like, wow, that's, you know, so then like that, something like that. Same like Mani mantra. So probably next time I'll bring maybe one more time I'm going to probably explain the Mani mantra. Some people say, oh, this is so easy, oh, Mani people so easy to say, maybe there's not much benefit. No, I need something hard, something difficult. So then you learn you can do it too. Oh, this is so easy, I don't believe there's a lot of benefit. I bring the book as like this, same page like this, back and forth, like this thick. This all about Mani mantra, that's all. That's like 1,000 page. So I said this many times, but you actually didn't see the text. Maybe one day I'll bring, so then you'll know. What to write, this 6 syllables, this 1,000 page, what to say. Oh, there's so much to say. easy to say Om Mani Padme like that. So very good question and hard question, but you know, need to remind yourself the benefit of doing it. Yeah, that's the key thing, to see the benefit. For example, like if you are doing Lama meditations, how to see benefit? Lama Tsongkhapa said, if you review Lamrim outline, if you do review meditation, analytical meditations, Lamrim meditation, that is like equivalent of meditating on entire Buddha's teachings. See, Tsulte, Tujin, Tujin, Tuntang, even just one. Not say every day, even just one. Tujin, Tsulte, Tujin, Tuntang, Nyebichang, just hearing one time, saying one time, thinking one time. Tamji chyoda, tibhe phyansos. You get the merit of talking about entire Buddha's teachings. You get benefit of hearing entire Buddha's teachings. Isn't that great? That's wonderful. There's something you can do, it's not something you cannot do. There's so much benefit. Therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa said, think about. There's so much benefit. You have all the conditions. You have all the conditions to do. So then when you do, so then you think about the benefit. So this is Sulde, Tune, Tenda, Nimbe, Tamjicho, the Tibula, Samuta, what is it? Manu is in it, Dalez, and the Rajas Rogot. All these thousands of wonderful teachings contained into Lamrim teachings. Essence of internal teachings contained in the Lamrim teaching. So Rakunji Nimbududu. Sulti, Tune, Tuntang. Then after that, just saying one time, not saying every day, just saying one time, listening one time. Lajin Dubang, if you do some, there's so much merit. So Lama Tsongkhapa says, think very carefully. So then you remind yourself, when you're doing it, you remind yourself, you know. So then. Then at the end, you feel great. So then, as I said, then you feel that your life has some meaning. You are accomplishing something every day, so you feel good. You feel great. Not just good, you feel great. You feel very much useful. Your life is very much use. You feel like your life is very useful. For not just this life, many more life in the futures. You are doing something that benefits many more life in the futures. And you feel that your life has meaning, and you feel like you are every day accomplishing something, and then makes you feel great. So that's, I think, then more likely you do happily. You know, you do happily. If you don't do, then you don't do happily. When you do it happily. When you have no time to do, that's okay too. There's no time. So if there's time, then you do. If there's no time, then what do you do? There's nothing to do. So then, you know, then then the quality rise, qualities, not just quality. No. So mani premi ho, that's so easy to learn and meditate on that, and then qualities, all like that. So yeah. So key thing first, need to see the benefit. Oh, I'm becoming more calm, more peaceful, and harder to get angry, harder to get jealous, harder to get pride. Oh, because my practice can really help me, my mind. I'm now more relaxed and thinking from the broader pictures, you know, so then, yeah, good for your health. So then, every day is good day. Every day is good day, you know. So you make your day is good day, you know, every day. So then you feel good. You feel good, okay. Then what else?
Geshe, this may be a question that cannot be answered, but I'm going to try anyway. I think I understand how if we work very diligently and, you know, extinguish the negative karmas and work on positive and getting rid of the three poisons, and we can reach our Buddha nature, reach nirvana, and end samsara, right? So what I really think about is, how did it start? I mean, did we originate with Buddha nature and then something happened to give us these negative habits? That
you received Buddha nature since you came to Kadamba Center. Just joking. No? It's already there, right from the beginning. It's already there, from the beginning.
The negative seeds that throw us into samsara, are there from the beginning? Did we start with like a clean Buddha nature, and then something happens to put the negative seeds that we then either nurture and get more caught up into samsara, or you know, or
we don't have to go very far. We don't need to think about beginning this time. That's too far to go. Just think about this life. When you're born, how much negative thought rise when you are a baby. Just think about this life to need to make sense. So then think about life before this, then many life before this. So environment, culture, traditions, there are so many component that contribute to not to get to connect to the essence, the Buddha natures. I think you're right, Paul, that question cannot be answered. So then when you grow up, you know, so then learn something, learn how to speak, how to talk, then slowly learn how to think, then how to do things, you know, so then like, yeah, naturally don't do everything correctly. That's the nature, you know. So then grow, then learn, then, you know, so then make mistakes, then learn a little bit here, there, then grow. Then what you call become wise, wiser and wiser. So then they learn, you know. So Buddha nature is there right from the beginning. Buddha nature is there. So then you are asking why we say negative things?
I'm wondering if we start with Buddha nature, if it's at the base, where does all this negative stuff start that then eventually throws us into samsara? You know,
it's all started from mind. It's all started from the thought, from the brain or from mind. So think about arguments between friends, how they started. How it started. It's not start from Buddha nature. It started from the mind. Not able to tolerate, not able to everything. Why we get into argument in the first place. There's choice, but we not necessarily make the best choice when it comes down to happiness. So that's the truth, whether we like or not. So not just you, everybody else, including myself, we all, like say, that's why Shantideva says, do not to do similar, even though you have wish to overcome from difficulties. Sounds like you are deliberately going for difficulties. That something is going wrong. The goal is happiness. So then the dream between you and your goal, the method, the technique, the process, there's something is going wrong between the process. So little things. And fighting with little things is not that important. It's just we just made it up. So not knowing that, then becomes so serious. And just people fight for all kinds of things. When you look very deeply, it's not that big deal. Talking about politics, people get into fight. Talking about something, that's wrong. It doesn't matter. It's wrong or right. Day to day life. That's everything happened day to day life. So lack of mindfulness, not being mindful. What is the most important for you? Peace of mind, happy mind, happiness within the mind. Not being mindful about that. Most of the time. So then forget that goal. So then. All kind of get irritated, easily get angry. Do we know that nobody wants help? Nobody wants problem? Do we know that? Maybe we don't know. We just say we know. Maybe we don't know. Nobody's content when it comes down to happiness. Nobody's content. Therefore, there's no difference between me and you. That we are same. We are in the same boat. We are in the same. So, if you're mindful about that, if you're aware of that, so more likely you can protect your peace of mind. Otherwise, just think about just visit experience that we have. I have argument with that person. How that started? Started on something, based on something. It can be prevent. It can be prevent. Both persons did not make good choice. That's why that's fine. If somebody sacrifices, if one person sacrifices based on the bigger pictures, so then more likely there'll be no argument, no fight. That's not happening. So that's very unfortunate. There's many reasons why. Every action has reactions. What goes around comes around. So what goes around comes around. In this life, next life, what goes on. So that's why everything is happening, not because we wish to happen. We wish something like that, but without wish something happens. So therefore, right from the beginning, everybody should be very mindful what we say, what we think, what we do, sake of your own happiness. That's all. But people, and sometimes people don't know, and if there's somebody who knows how to, It's the heart. So, anybody want to say something? Yeah.
My understanding is that what you're saying is that at the very beginning, it was a Buddha nature. It was a potential to have Buddha nature.
No, no, it's not potential to have Buddha. We have Buddha natures. We had Buddha natures.
But it wasn't actualized at that point, at the very beginning, right?
Yeah, it is not. It is not like as it is not as a. It is not as a. Yeah, we are not enlightened, but we have potentials.
Right.
You know, so like, say it's like seed that kept in box, it will never grow. Does that mean it has no potential to grow? Unless you burn it, so then that potential to grow is finished. If you burn, it's finished. But seed, if you keep in box, it has potential to grow, it's like that. When it meets to the proper condition, causal condition, it will grow. If you put into rich soil, if you water them, it will grow. No matter how long their seed has been remained in the box. Make sense? Yeah, no matter how long you keep that seed in the box, when you put in the rich soil, get some sunlight, you know, the water, it will grow. Like that, no matter how long the Buddha nature is here, when it reach me to the proper causal condition, it will fully activate. Yeah, so like that, you know, so that makes sense. No need to go from the beginning of time. We had Buddha nature, not like, oh, I had Buddha nature 20 years ago. I used to have Buddha nature like 2005. Now I don't. It's not like that. Not like that. You had what you do, what you say, doesn't matter. You already had. That would be nicely had. Doesn't matter. You had that. You know, so it's never going to be disappear. Huh?
You know, one of the things that I find interesting about practice, you've mentioned many, many times to analyze, you know, to take analysis. And I imagine, I'm assuming that most of us are in the same position I'm in. I'm aware of my bad tendencies. I mean, I can see them when they start to happen. Is it useful in your analysis when you're looking at yourself to try to figure out what I may have done in the aggregates of my past karma that have caused me to have these tendencies?
Is that a question?
Yeah, it's a question. I'm thinking if the world of karma is literally what goes around, comes around, cause and effect, is it valuable in trying to understand the analysis of the things that I do that I'm not pleased with, that I know I shouldn't do? Is it valuable to try to analyze what I may have done in the past that caused these things to ripen?
Oh, very good. You know, this whole karma teachings is there to help us to free. It's there to free us, not to feel us, not there to feel bad. So then, when you start to think about karma, if you feel very I think there are two different things. Sometimes feel bad. That feeling doesn't produce anything. Does not produce anything. It just feels bad, that's all. That's kind of negative. On the other hand, you feel bad, but you try to do something. You try to grow out of that. You try to free yourself out of that knowledge, that realizations. You're trying to kind of like, go up, not go down, go up. In that case, yeah, it is valuable to think think, okay, like what cause? There are certainly there's cause. Otherwise, how you explain? Not everybody experience the same thing. Some people do, some people don't. Why was that? Is that like somebody decide to? That's hard to believe. If somebody is deciding why somebody decide equally good. So that doesn't make sense. Philosophically, it doesn't make sense. So then why some people having this problem? Everything is happening based on cause and condition, based on reason. You know, everything is growing there, so based on cause and conditions. If there's no rain, nothing will grow. There's cause, it's cause and condition, same thing. So that, like, you know, if you analyze about karma, teaching of karma, if that benefits you, no, so even though you have some bad feelings, even that bad feelings, you know, you grow, that bad feelings become like muddy pond. Then you yourself become like lotus. Then you grow out of that muddy pond. So then there's some benefit. Otherwise, you know, that's why I've been saying, you know, why think about hell realm? There's so much problem here. No need to think of hell realm. There's tons of problems here. First deal with that. You know, this is also like kind of like sometimes feel like hell. So no need to think. You know. So like that. So sometimes, unfortunately, people, they use karma teaching almost sounds like, oh, you deserve. Nobody deserves. What everybody deserves is Buddha, enlightenment. We have Buddha nature. That's what we deserve. So then we have to know that. You know? So that's, and if you become like victims of karma teaching, so then there's something is going wrong. You know, like if everything's like falling apart, if everything, every problems now is pouring down on you like rain. The question is, what kind of mindset I should have? Now everything's falling apart here, there, no, up, back, front, up, down, everything seems like falling apart. What kind of mindset that protects you? Unfavorable conditions means transforming that into the path. The instructions or practice, they teach you how to deal with these unfavorable conditions. It almost feel like pouring down like rain. It's not just one. So if that happens, how to take that and transform into the path that lets you walk walk someplace that you can still see as a, it's almost similar like that. Every cloud has silver line. Same, the same as this practice now. Transforming unfavorable condition into the path. That and the, every color cloud has silver lining. Same thing. They're the same thing. So that's why I'm saying the karma teaching is there to help you, not to destroy you. So then that helps. No? So then, deep down that desire to improve, that desire powers you to reflect on the karma, even on negative karma. So that probably brings you up rather than down. So that even just feeling bad, that's not that's not negative. So then not just that, when not only refers to the bad things, when the good things happening, you also think about karma too. Not just bad things. Karma is not just about thinking something bad. No, no. Something good things happening, oh, then you are thinking about kind of like energized. Oh, it makes sense to maybe to be more generous, to maybe to become more kind, you know, like, because I'm experiencing now this, so this is not out of nothing, it's caused by something, so maybe I should create more cause, like that, you know. Think about both bad and good. Not that whenever you talk about karma, it's always about negative. No, no, it's not just all of negative. It also refers to positive thing too. Positive thing too. It always refers to positive thing. You know, so, oh, I have a very good family. So, for you know, so that's why it happened, this happened due to karma. So, you think both, you know, not positive thing, both of them, not just negative. So then that does not cover entire karma teaching, just negative. So not karma is not about just about negative. It's also about positive karma too. So then, no matter what, if something bad happening, you are thinking of positive. If something good happening, you are also thinking of positive. So that's what karma teaches for. Something bad happening, you are still thinking of something positive. Something good happening, you are still thinking of something positive. Either way, you kind of energize to do good things. When you do good things, your life will be happier. that's the whole point. Okay. And something difficult happening, you are focusing on exhaustion of something. You are not focusing on the event itself, you are focusing on the exhaustion of something. You are always focusing on something positive side. That's why I say every cloud has silver lining. You are not focusing on the cloud. You are focusing on the silver line. Silver line, that's the way your focus is. Your focus is not about only, we are even not 50-50. We are like 100% on cloud. Our focus is 100% on cloud. That's not good. So, no, you are always focusing on positive side. Even when something negative happens, you always think of positive side. Then of course, if there's something good happening, there's nothing negative to focus on. It's all good. You know, so like that. So this karma teaching, so that's how karma teaching should explain. It's there to help you. It's there to help you. No matter what kind of circumstance, it's there to help you. Something bad happens, you are not focusing on the event, you are thinking, like say, paying a bill. I'm not sure how many people are extremely happy to pay a bill. I'm not sure very little people are very extremely happy to pay a bill. How many people are focusing that I'm now free of debt? So say, now you owe $50, not very happy to pay. In the first place, not being mindful how you spend. Maybe you don't need it, you just spend. So of course, then the company has no compassion, so you have to pay. So you have choice, you have to pay happily or you pay miserably. That the company don't care. So like, The focus is like not, it's like not even 50-50, no? It's like like that. So anyway, so the debt is decreasing, but focus is not there. Focus is not there. If your focus is there, so why you get upset? Do you get upset that your debt is now decreasing? Do you get upset about that? Do people get upset? When you have debt, debt or debt?
Debt.
Debt. Yeah, debt. When we pay bills, do we focus on the decrease of the debt or no? Most of the time. If you focus on decrease of the debt, do you get upset? Do people get upset? There's no reason to get upset. That's not what's happening. What's happening is like half event, focus on that. So then, you know, like, this is, so I think. Anyway, so karma teachings, you know, is like to help that. The whole point is karma teaching, no matter whatever event that you use karma teaching, whether it's like something unfavorable or very favorable, is there to, lift you up, lift you up. Lift your spirit up. Oh, that's karma. If somebody says, oh, you deserve that, or that's your karma, that person is not, that person even have no clue about karma. No clue. No clue. A very good question, thank you. Didn't
I have a question about. Hear me?
Yeah.
I have a question about actually being a vegetarian.
Oh.
I live in a community, a neighborhood where we have lots of dinner parties, and in some cases we've got friends that bring dinner to us, and they serve, you know, great food at our house. And recently, my good friend brought over a meat dish, and he was very excited about it. And as a vegetarian, I was kind of in a conundrum because I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And also, I wanted to honor the animal that was sacrificed. But also, as I said, the conundrum of, as a vegetarian, should I eat it? Is this right for me? I was hoping to have a little bit of guidance on that.
That's for heart, someone who eat meat. I was vegetarian a long time ago. I was vegetarian. I was kind of motivated by, I'm not sure, like motivated by who, but actually, I'm not sure what happens. almost now, 15 years ago. The second FMG International Meeting took place in Amsterdam, Holland. At that time, I was vegetarian. But in the Tibetan communities, or especially in the monastery, a lot of monks do eat. But there's a lot of change took place. Before, we used to serve meat in the temple. So then, when I was young there, what happens, like, not this young one, but you know, Tibetan as a community, whole communities, they are very high up in the, not many vegetables grow, but those are some conditions, you know, so the white Tibetan people, especially the senior, why they, you know, because their diet is mainly cheese, milk, butter, roasted barley flours, meat. Pretty much, no, that's what the nobody do now. That since came to India, the diet now changed a little bit. Especially like the elder one, they do get sick because their whole life used to eat meat. So then all of a sudden when they stop, they get kind of sick. Because of that. Anyway, I was 15 years ago, I was vegetarian. So I went to visit my mother in India. I was separated from my mother since I was 7. I went to monastery when I was 7 years old. So then I only spent 7 years with my parents, and all then rest my life is in the monastery. So I go to visit sometimes. So then when I was graduated, I have more time, so then I came here. So then, you know, I thought I'm going to spend more time with my parents. So then Rinpoche called me here, so I ended up coming here. So then that's part of my, I'm not sure what you call, you could say your karma. So I don't have, you know, like my sibling, they live their whole life with my, not many, many years, but I only have like a few months here, a few months there. Anyway, I was a very strict vegetarian that time. I'm not sure what motivated me, so I was a very strict vegetarian. Went to my home, visited my parents, and my mother want to do something, so she's like, the Tibetan people don't know how to cook vegetarian food. My mother don't know how to cook. She's begging me to eat meat. I refuse. Because that's something she takes joy to cook me for, and that's what she cooks. It kind of makes her happy to feed me. So, And she's kind of begging, like, oh, maybe eat one day, then don't eat another day. So then I said, no. So I, at that time, I was already in America, so I have some money. I can take her to restaurants. No need to cook. So I say, let's go to restaurant, eat food. So you can eat meat, I can eat vegetarian food. So that's what we did. So I didn't, she didn't cook for me. I was there like a few months. So I regret, I very much regret. Now she's gone, I very much regret. I, each time I, whenever people bring questionable vegetarian things, that brings my mother's image back to my mind. So, is that very like, if you ask me personally, based on my experience, if I'm asking myself now, is that the wise decisions? I probably say no, no, that's not the wise decisions. They are made. And based on my, I'm uptight, I'm not flexible, I'm uptight with my idea of vegetarianism. I'm very uptight with that idea, so then I'm not flexible. So I regret. So I if I ask myself ask myself question, then I probably say this is not the wise decision that I made. So it's whatever done is done. So then after that, you know, like you. So then there's a lot of challenge. When I come back, when I go to Tibetan family, telling them I'm vegetarian, it's kind of like bragging, how is it?
Bragging?
Bragging myself, how is it?
Bragging, yeah. Bragging about yourself?
Yeah, it's feel like bragging about myself. Oh, I'm vegetarian. And so then, you know, there's few incidents happens, you know, came back, then that day, siblings eager to feed me, so then they all did. Spend so much time, and I basically sometimes I forget to tell them I don't eat meat. So then you know, there's something in there. So then eventually I decide whatever people give me, I'll just eat. I myself never demand anything. Whatever they give, I just eat. So that's my now attitude towards food. So I don't demand anything, whatever people give, I just eat. So no, and I don't have to eat this, I don't have to eat that. I can pretty much eat anything that's available, so I eat. So if there's just a piece of bread, I just eat. Whatever is available, so I just eat. So then, you know, of course, like, being vegetarians, that's like even in the Vinayaka Sutra where there talks about monastic life, way of life. So in ancient time, now you see in Laos, in Cambodia, some part of Thailand, Hmong, they still go outside to bake their food. You go to, you know, you don't cook, you just go. So whatever they offer, you know, you can say, okay, I don't want to eat this, I don't want to eat that, you know. Just take whatever they give you, just take, you can. As here you are saying, beggar. In a way, the monks, long time ago, it's kind of beggar. You just beg your food, like lunch, then only one times a day, so then whatever you get. Sometimes you, in ancient times, not nowadays, probably thousands of years ago, you are allowed to beg three rolls. If you don't get food, finish. You can go to the fourth door. There's a limit. You can go first door, second door, third door. That day, if you don't receive, you go back to monastery. There, there's no food. That's the rule. So now it's not like now there. I saw in Laos, there are a lot of people waiting, so they don't have to go to door. So people, door come to them. So they also become like tourists, you know, tourists. Now a lot of tourists go there, look. So it's not. That's not for the tourists, actually, that's their way of life, the monastery. So the tourists become interesting, there's a lot of, so now it's become like live like business. Some people selling food here, some people, all that. Anyway, so, in that sutra, there are many discussions. Many discussions, whether can monk eat meat or not. there are many discussions. That's no kind of, kind of complicated discussions on the dimension. So that's my attitude, okay? My attitude towards my food. I never, ever demand meat. I never, ever demand. I just eat whatever they give. I just eat. So that's my attitude. So based on experience that I had with my mother. So that, you know, how to get rid of that from my brain. So she's my mother. So now something that she takes a lot of pride and joy, I basically didn't provide opportunity for her. So there's something I can give easily, but I refuse to give that time. So like that. So in the same time, you know, need to respect all the vegetarianisms, people who are doing vegetarians. There's for the concern for the life, not just your health. So then I'm on your health, so then you're doing for yourself, so then I'm not sure how much benefit, but doing for others, so then I think that's good thing. So so I'm not qualified to give advice. So do this, do that, you know, so I'm just sharing you my information, what I do, what decision I make, so do I feel good, bad, I just share my experience with you, so then based on that, you know, so we have to make a decision based on that. I can say, do this and do that, you know, so I can say, oh, don't eat meat, I eat meat, I'm not qualified to say, don't eat meat, no, I eat meat, you know. I am qualified to say, don't demand meat, so I'm qualified because I never demand meat. I qualify for that. So talking about now vegetarian, so last 4 days I was in South Carolina. I was in South Carolina teaching there, one of the Vietnamese temple. So they all eat vegetarians. No problem. So I said, I eat whatever. So I was vegetarian last 4 days. today too. So I was in that count. So by this, by force, not by choice. It was environment, there's no, it's all vegetarian. So I'm not particularly attached to any like a vegetarian, non-vegetarian. I'm not just, so I just, if I have, it's okay. If I don't have, it's okay. No, it's not, I'm not that fit. Oh, yeah. So please, you make a decision based on your circumstance. And, yeah, so not qualified to give advice for vegetarianism, okay? Oh, sorry for that. Isn't it? Yeah. I'm thinking, so to recite this sutra tonight, so I brought this sutra. This sutra is called Mayana Sutra, Mayana Sutra of Boundless Life and Wisdom. Boundless. Life and Wisdom. So last class. It says it's just hearing the sutra, there's a lot of benefit. So of course, if there's benefits, so I want to offer. No? So, also thinking like because this reading this, no, there's only not much page, just few page, reciting this every day. Yeah, most you have a lot of times. You don't go to daily job, you know. So you have a lot of times. So lay people, that you have family to raise, you know, here, take care here, do a job and all of that. So then introducing this sutra probably is a good thing, you know, so, and you'll hear. So I'll read and explain a little bit, okay? So if that's okay, so maybe, it looks like no more questions. Yeah, so then I'll read the sutra. Jagar ke do, Jagar, India. Came is Indian language. It's not now the Hindu language, it's like Sanskrit, more like Sanskrit language. Jagarkedo. Used to be four great language. Now Sanskrit is one of them. So So now it's kind of dying, you know, language. Jagar ke to Arya, Arya Aparamita Ayujana, Nama Mahayana Sutras, Mahayana Sutras. Turkey does not Tibetan language. Papa said, I zip out the never shisha with Tabachi in the doors, as I said, Mahayana Sutra, Javan Aryas, Aryas, Arya. Arya means an Arya being. Turkey, Papa said, I zip out the machine with Tabachi in the doors, Mahayana Sutra, boundless life and wisdom. That was Sajeda Chajusa, but Tamjala Chancellor, homage. Homage to Buddhas. Buddhas and all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, so they get like a Tibet teaching us. That's how you say that's one I hear here.
That I hear.
Huh?
That's
one
I hear.
Thus
did I hear at one time.
Yeah, something like that. They get like a Tibet teaching, you know. Chumden de Nyu na Nyu, there's a place not very far from Buddhgaya. Jabu Jaji is a there's some kind of garden near in the place called Nyi, not very far from Buddha Gaya. Kungarawana, there's like the garden in the garden. Gelonga Gundishan Bodha and all the many Sangha members. Chanju Sempa Bodhisattva. Sempa Chimbo Ma Sattva, many of them. And is there around at that time, there. Then the Chumde teaches, then like Shakyamuni Buddha, Jambashinuchuba, so Jambashinuchuba Katsabas, telling the like Manjushri, Buddhist Manjushri, Jambashinuchuba, telling Buddhist Manjushri, was what they are true. Jambal Manjushri is called Jambal Manjushri. Tengi Chona, there's three realms, underground, on the ground, above ground. When you see three realms, underground, on the ground, above ground. So above ground. Tengi chona, jidinji kam vipa do neva. So there are like realms called limitless qualities. There's a realm called limitless qualities above the ground. Tena, there, tijija vatata mayanta pa zobe sanji, tseta ishi pa do neva. Shidu nami wa siji wa siji jabu shi jabu shi jabu. There, so there's like a enlightened beings, boundless life and wisdom is, you know, residing there. You know, these are just Chedzunji protects life and extend longevity, extend longevity. And also teaching Dharma. Senior Chidam Tenuji. Jambashinuchuba Nyinji, that Shakyamuni Buddha telling Jambal, like Manjushri listens. Jambashinuchuba Nyinji. Zambuling is in the Tsetu Waza. Zambuling, northern world. Our world called northern world. Zambuling is in the Tsetu Waza, Loja Duba Shada. This is like lifespan in the northern world is short. It's only 100 years. Teda Leja Fajin the Tumi Machuwa. Then among, even though the lifespan is like 100 years, but many people die way before death, untimely death, you know. Accidental disease or like that. That means people don't live up to their lives. They don't not necessarily use the full lifespan. You know, they die until they die. That's why the fashion they do my image. What they do is jamba sinje kanda tishin shaba tsa na ishi pa dumi ba ti yuni da ngapa juba yuni juba shije chuchi namba di yi terms. Oh, jamba now Manjushri. Someone. Someone who writes the sutra, someone who writes, help to write, or has encouraged to write, and listen, and read, and produce, like Lebam usually refers to the whole volume of text called Lebam. Level of teeth is right, make like this, no, let's call them. Chimna Changi Padu, keep in the house. Medo, flowers, incense, Kenwa, flower garlands, Yukba, perfume, Chema, like the powder, incense powder. Chupa Juva, making offering from that to the sutra. tabaka sing lo sulan so that even though somebody's, you know, like that will prevent from untimely death and able to has a able to able to live full lifespan so lo jato bojuros jambal ta manjishi simje khanda seta ishi padu meva oh simje khanda take me a few minutes okay that's like, at least like 7 pages. This is important. So, the most important thing is that the people who are living in the world are living in the world. Whoever hears the sutra and saying that the Japa means like 108 enlightened names put into mantra, that's what it refers to. Hearing that the lifespan will be expand or longevity. How is it? Which one is it? Life expand will increase. Up to 100, so that's the limit, 100. Yeah, then after that, people could live on merit, you know, even though life should have been exhausted, so they could live on merit like many years. Therefore, you know, like fortunate boys and girls, or men and women, doesn't matter. That are said in Buddha, said those who want to live long life, should listen. So that's what I'm doing now here. Should hear this 108 enlightened beings' names put into mantra, to listen, write, encourage to write, read, like this, what I'm doing now. These are the benefits, okay? This is now the put into mantra, the 108 enlightened names. Again. Somebody who's right, encouraged to write, and then write and make it like this, right? Left them like this. And like keep in house and read and helps you to prevent from untimely death and also they're like longevity, so you know. Then the chief minister, after this life, you know, after death means. Then the chief minister, so that those beings will be born in limitless qualities, realms above the ground, underground. So these 108 enlightened beings put into mantra, that mantra is going to repeat again till the end of this text, okay? Oh, mana yapare ware, so young again. Oh, see, there's such a chavata, guju sagusa. Oh, 999 million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention to benefit. Recite this sutras, okay? 999 million enlightened being simultaneously with one intention recite the sutra. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayana sumule sutra da ta ta ka arahate samya sambodaya te adam mune mune mahamune aparamita mune aparamita mune jina sambaru basit. Om sava samkara parishita damate gangana samgade sambhava bishita mahana pare vare so ha. Again. Million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention recite the sutra. Finally, the Sajjata Jeju Sajjata Gomadi, the Yajjata Jeju, Omnamo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyata Buddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vazita Om Sahasama Karaparashita Dhammata Gangana Samgata Sambhava Pishita Mahana Yepare Vare Soha again. 77,000 million. Oh, yeah, so tonight I'm going to rely on my translation.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's good. Thank you for, thank you, Chukla, thank you. And then 77 million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention recite this sutra, okay? Dinjo, Somebody was the Omza Samkara Parish, the Mother Gangana, somebody, somebody, which is the Mahana Parivari, so ha, again. 65 million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention, recite the sutra. Omnamo Bhagavad, the Aparamita Ayojana, somebody, the Tatana, the Tataka, the Arahat, somebody, the Mother, the Mother, the Mahana, Aparamita Pun, Aparamita Pun, the Somebody was the Omza Samkara Parish, the Mother Gangana, somebody, somebody, which is Mahana Parivari, so again, so I'm just speeding up. Save your time. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. 55 million. Enlightened beings simultaneously reciting, simultaneously, and with one intention to recite this sutra. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vasita Om Sahasam Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkate Sambhava Vishita Mahane Yepare Vare So again. Sanjit Chavata. She was 45 million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention beside the sutra. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vasita Om Sahasama Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkate Sambhava Vishita Mahanaya Pare Vare So again. 36 million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention reciting the sutra. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vasita Om Sahasama Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkate Sambhava Vishita Mahanaya Pare Vare So again. Sorry, this is again. Never ends. It will end soon, don't worry. Again, the Sanjit Chavata Nyutta 25 million enlightened beings simultaneously with one intention recite the sutra. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vasita Om Sahasama Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkate Sambhava Vishita Mahanaya Pare Vare So Ha. So this is the last again, okay? Yang tizhe sanje chewarta kangi lungi ju chema ni jiza. Kangi lungi chema ni jiza. 10 times more than every sand you find in the Ganges rivers. River Ganga. Sand. Even just one hand, there's probably many millions. Every sand. 10 times more than sand in Ganges rivers. Enlightened beings. Simultaneously, what one intention recite the sutra of Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vasita Om Sahasama Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkate Sambhava Vishita Mahanaya Pare Vare So Ha Kangshi someone. Vijapadam Vivitati Yitav someone who writes, encouraged to write. Touching. We live the full lifespan, which is like 100 years. Say another way, loving lifespan will increase. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayojana Sumbhuri Siddhanta Nandaya Tathagata Arahate Samyak Sambuddhaya Deyata Mune Mune Mahamune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumbhara Vasita Om Sahasama Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkate Sambhava Vishita Mahanaya Pare Vare So someone. Writing, encouraged to write, that person's nyawa, hell realm, chasongi chini, or the animal realms, and the lower realm, will never be born in lower realms. Namdriya, never be born in realm, there's no opportunity to practice Dharma. Okay? the each rebirth you take, you will remember your life. You will remember your life. Recall your life. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune aparamita mune sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahanaya parevare so samman. Someone who is writing this and encouraged to write, and that person get equal benefit of writing 84,000 scriptures you see here or behind that. How long it takes you to write, you get equal benefit writing all these sutras. You know, you don't teach about Jura, so then encourage you to write. You're writing, reading, same thing, you get benefit. But if you try to write this, it will take forever. But you get equal benefit. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahane parevare soha. Someone who's writing and encouraged to write, then it's like equal benefit of writing all these sutra, and also not just that, also like consecrating all of them get benefit. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune jana sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahane parevare soha. Sorry, time is running out, please bear few more minutes and finish. Mahane parevare soha khanshi saman. Someone who's writing, encouraged to write. Dibye pungbo riratam yungzu chawan juros, purify even your negative karma. Is like the biggest mountain, Mount Everest, would say Mount Everest, or grand, biggest Mount Everest or grandfather mountain, will be purified. Oh, sorry, grandfather and mountain didn't mention here. I just made it up. It's just big mountains. Om namo bhagavate purifies. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune jana sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahane parevare soha. Someone writing, encouraged to write, that person's dhyuta dhyujitishvata, dhyujimon, dhyujitishvata, associated with demon, but it's not itself, it's not really demon, it's like, could be demigod, something like that. Nijita, then, interference, or interference, so then there's many different simbhuta. Last stage, even though they try to harm you, they cannot harm you. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahane parevare soha. Kashi saman, writing, encouraged to write, that person time of death, Nine hundred ninety million. Long term, but minu them is like the give you some kind of prophecy. So you know, then they extend their hand, and then the leads you to the enlightened realm to enlightened realms, and these are seven tongues. Who's saying this? Shakyamuni Buddha. To whom? Manjushri. There are thousand doubts. Doubt. So many. Two kinds of mind. Oh, maybe not like that. No. Inni Manjushri. Don't do that. No. It requires devotions. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune jana sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahane parevare soha. Khanshi saman. Writing this and inquiring to write, Jabu Chembo Shi, there's like four great kings, more like protectors. Follows you, then protect you, then protect, and then all of that, do all good things. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayurveda sambandhita tatsunata tata kata arahate samasambuddhaya te adambane mune mahabhune aparamita mune sambharo basite om sava samkara parishite dhammate gangana samkate sambhava bhishite mahane parevare soha. Someone writing, encouraged to write, will be born, in Amida Buddha's pure Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Arida Sambhavita 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 wherever you write this, encourage to write, wherever you're writing this, wherever this sutra has been placed, that place becomes like stupa. Chasong Vishnu is a chadans. If you recite to the birds or any animals, they'll create a cause to be enlightened. Oh, see, now benefit reciting for your pets. Om namo bhagavate aparamita arjuna sambhavita sambhavita tadakata arada sam sambhavita tadakata mulimulim mahamun aparamita mun aparamita purjana sambhavita om sahasam karaparashita namadakam samkhaja sambhavita mahana paravarya so krushi saman writing in going to write. Then here so it says never be born in the woman's life, so then that needs to be explained. That needs to be explained, so otherwise you know it's not good. Need to explain. When you look at the Medicine Buddha Sutra, and even though that is mentioned in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 10, someone who is miserable being a woman, probably you have probably no clue, but when you go to Nepal, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, there are many, many women. Their life is hard, simply they are just women, not much rights to say, to do. And once in a while, you hear some women kind of express, oh, I don't want to be woman, I want to be born next life, man. Maybe some issues, I'm not sure. So that, for sake of knowledge, next time when you say, if you interpret it like that, people may say, oh, you're just making this up. You say, in Medicine Buddha Sutra, who taught Buddha taught, in that sutra, read what that sutra then said. So that is what it means, okay? Those then wishing to be born as a man, so probably has better opportunities. Make sense? Need to interpret it. Can't take literally, okay? Om namo bhagavate aparamita arjuna sambhavita sambhavita tadakata arada sambhavita tadakata mahamuni aparamita mahamuni aparamita purjana sambhavita om sahasama karaparashita tamadakana sambhavita sambhavita mahane parevare. So don't ever think that a woman has no chance to get enlightened. Look at here, Tara, 21 Tara. I didn't make them up. I did not make them up. It's there for thousands of years. Mahane parevare. So kashi sada ishi padam chintamda di shir kashapana chik jimba jina. If you give donations, even one penny for this cause, to writing these sutras, teach that person, that person create equal merit of feeling this, feeling three realm, as I mentioned, underground, on the ground, above ground, feeling seven different types of precious jewel, you get same merit like that. Om namo bhagavate aparamita arjuna sambhavita sambhavita tadakata arada sambhavita tadakata mahamuni aparamita mahamuni aparamita purjana sambhavita om sahasama karaparashita dhammata gangana sambhavita sambhavita mahane parevare. So please don't think that I'm doing here fundraising for this. So if everything goes well, so I'm going to write this entire sutra into the steel plate, right? Gold-looking steel plate. Probably done in Vietnam. So then everything goes well, so then I will offer each one of you one. So then, no image, just sutra. So then you can put in your house. It says your house becomes stupa. So then, but don't think that I'm doing here fundraise for that. No, don't think. I'm just saying whatever has been said here. So Kasapana, that's penny. Kasapana means penny. That's ancient language. Kasapana means penny, I think. It's a regular penny. making offerings, you know, so. Then making offering to all the teachings. Making offering to these seven different tribes of enlightened beings, so the merit you create, you can count. Then all of that, you know, making offerings, that funding, all of that, you know, so then that merit cannot be counted. Even though, like, the precious jewel piles highest as Mount Meru, then make offerings, then give. That many cannot be counted. But reciting this sort of reading, writing, all that, that many cannot be counted. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayuna Sumane Sata Dona Zaya Tata Gata Arade Sama Sambhata Teha Tumane Mune Mahabe Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sumba Rupa Tete Oma Sava Sama Kara Parashita Namate Kangana Samgate Sambhava Pishita Mahane Pare Vare Soha. The water in the oceans can be counted drop by drop. Water in the ocean can be counted drop by drop. But the merit of reciting, reading, writing, all of that, you know, so on and so forth, cannot be counted. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayuna Sumane Sata Dona Zaya Tata Gataya Arade Sama Sambhata Teha Tumane Mune Mahabane Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sama Rupa Tete Oma Sava Sama Kara Parashita Namate Kangana Samgate Sambhava Pishita Mahane Pare Vare Soha, Kanchi Tata Yibadu Yibi Yisata Mishibu Dhati Yigityam, writing, encouraged to write, making offerings, all of that. Then like that, like the equivalent of making offering to the every enlightened being in the 10 directions. Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayuna Sumane Sata Dona Zaya Tata Gataya Arade Sama Sambhata Teha Tumane Mune Mahabane Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Sama Rupa Tete Om Sava Sama Kara Parashita Dhammata Gangana Sama Kata Sambhava Pishita Mahane Pare Vare Soha. So then after that, nothing more to explain. It's all, then after that is about six professions. I'm going to just read. Jibetu Jatanje Yandava Miya Sengke Jibetu Dhani Njit 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 You hear the sound of moralities. That's what it means. So now, rejoice, last page. Shirada Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayuna Sumane Sata Dona Zaya Tata Gataya Arahate Samya Sambhutaya Teyata Om Mune Mune Mahabune Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Jana Samara Vatita Om Sava Sama Kana Parashita Damate Kana Samgata Samava Vishita Mahana Yepare Vare Sova Chumde Deji Teke Chikati. That's what Buddha said to Manjushri. Jabashinu Chubata, then Manjushri, then all the monks and nuns, you know, then God, the celestial being, demigod, all of that, whoever's there, are happy. They are, you know, extremely happy. Papa said, that's the end of the Mayana Sutra, boundless life and wisdom. That's the end of it. Okay, oh yeah. That's the truth. That maybe all the benefits has been said in Sutra, so then hopefully that you receive, because you hear this many times. Okay. Yeah. So now, that's what happened. Next time, no questions? If you have no questions, so next time, more sutra again. Next time I'll bring more and more sutra down. No questions about that. Make sure that your time is not left here. I have moral responsibility. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We turn to page 100. Sa ji pe ki ju shi me
to tam
li da ji ni de gen pa di san ge shing du mi
Dedication, yeah, it's too late now, dedication, because people probably have to go to work.
Okay, so...
So it's almost 9 o'clock, so dedication, so...
okay, long life prayers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. 244 and 245. Kani rawe ko kamde, tendan dewa malu shuwene, chere zikwan tenzin yasoi, shape si te badu tengu chi. Jonu iya nala
wajo du
awa tore tembara sopa lo sangye we de ton le pel cho cha sion gen gyo lama so wa de tu tu chan jin jang gen ge we ten jin kyong pe we kun zu do po tse chok sun kun we le moon tu du Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Sorry, because your ears burned. So now next time make sure. Questions, no questions. One by one coming down here.